We're talking about a mental, useless, pointless, futile, conditioned movement that thrives on complaining. He shouldn't, they shouldn't, why don't they? This is dreadful. Oh, if you see the percentage of your mind activity that is some form of complaint, you would be amazed. And there's nothing personal in it. It is not your personal problem. It's not that, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm always complaining. It's nothing to do with you. It's the collective human mind. It is a collective mind pattern that the egoic mind-based entity loves. Because the sense of self, through any kind of complaint, and a lot of that happens in people's minds, they're complaining, they may even be complaining about themselves. Not good enough. You see, you failed again. You see, you always... Mad. And people are so immersed in that, they think all the problems that they are complaining about have an actual reality out there. And don't realize that every situation is very simple. If you don't add all that to it, it is simple. So to watch that need to complain so that it is there so that the egoic entity can feel a little bit stronger. Why does it feel a little bit stronger in that mind movement? Because whenever you complain about something or someone or a place, you adopt a position of rightness. Me, right. You, wrong. Because that which you are complaining about is obviously wrong. The complainer, the me, the mind-based entity, is obviously right. That is the essence of every complaint, that I am right and the situation or the place or the person or the condition that I am internally complaining about obviously is wrong. So some people move through life complaining about the world, the God. They have an issue with God. He should know better. Why does he allow that? If I were running the universe, I would do a better job. If the universe or the earth or the planet, the world, the question arises, if the world were a reflection of your inner state, what kind of a world would it be? So to watch these deep-seated mind movements, and even here it may arise. The mind looking for one thing to complain about so that you don't have to listen to the rest. And then the mind can focus on that one thing. I disagree with that statement. And for the next hour, you have a mind movement around that disagreement, and you're hoping that there'll be an opportunity for you to get up and say, I disagree very strongly with you because it's wrong, what you said is wrong. That's very satisfying. Now, this is easy to do here because in spiritual teaching, the purpose of it is not to present a philosophy, a consistent view of the universe, a system of thought with an inner consistency that is then you can then adopt one more thing I can identify with and say, now this mental edifice, all those explanations, this is now what I believe in. But a spiritual teaching is not like that. The purpose of the words is not to help you understand the universe.